It's continuing coverage of Appleton-Parkersburg basketball with boys head coach Aaron Thomas. A 71-56 victory here at Jessup tonight. And, coach, a game that you guys really pulled away in the second half, especially. Got the lead up to as many as, I believe, 18 down the stretch, and kind of recovered from a really a back-and-forth first half where not everything was going quite in your favor early on in this one.
Yeah, you know, we'd get up 10, and then we'd let it get back to 4 or 5, you know, just either kind of a weak turnover, not finishing around the rim, and then to their credit, they come down and hit a shot. And I thought, you know, I challenged the guys at halftime, we got to be a lot more intense, a lot sharper with our rotations, what we're doing defensively, and then just stronger and finish. And I thought our second half, I know we keep track of our points per possession and really, really high, and just proud of the guys with their second half performance. Tonight I thought Jackson Mulder did an unbelievable job for us at the five spot tonight, giving up probably 5 inches of their centers, their second leading scorer, and he held him scoreless. You know, him, Gavin Allen, Sully, all those guys rotating, but a really good team win.
Yeah, so Jackson Mulder getting the start tonight, certainly a critical piece for you guys, but Tyler Wedekind just going off from three-point range. He was 6 of 7 from three, finishing with 22 points. He had a couple nice finishes at the rim for two as well, but holy cow, what a game he had here
tonight. Yeah, he was hot. And our guys, again, did a good job finding him once he got it going, and I think that shows the unselfishness of the crew. When he's open, we found him, and he did a good job. Benny struggled for us the first half, but was really good the second half. You know, kind of challenged him at halftime. Caleb just stays consistent for us. And then, you know, Sully, you know, I don't know how many points he scores, but his effort and what he does. And it's good to see Preston tonight get a couple buckets for us. And I thought defensively was very active and helped.
Give Coach Tom a sec here.
Sorry. You know, with Ritter out, Gavin Bernard hurt. You know, it's different guys, different lineups, and I really give our guys a lot of credit for playing hard for one another and for what we're able to get done.
When it comes to game planning for these guys, you're able to hold Trepto a little below his average, well, 10 below his average at 12 points. A guy coming in averaging 22 points per game. A couple other guys that kind of had big nights, McCone, Wymore for them. But when it comes to game planning for these guys, how are you guys able to execute what you were hoping to do here?
Yeah, you know, like I said, we want to be able to guard the post one-on-one because they have good perimeter shooters if it comes inside out. So we didn't feel we could really dig and double down, and our guys did good with that. And then, you know, Vogel, we held him in check because he's their third leading scorer, I think, at almost 10 a game, and he didn't get a lot. And one, I can't remember the kid's name, he'd been playing well on tape, told our guys, and he was hot the first half. He carried him with 10 points, and I think the second half, I don't know if he scored on us. Our guys did a lot better job, but they've been good. You know, at D&H, I thought we really guarded well. I thought for most of this game we guarded well, and it's going to take a great effort Friday against a very big and physical GR team.
Yeah, a huge one coming up on Friday night. That's a game that lucky to have at your place. Seems like we've been down there the last couple years, but that's one of those that could really help your seeding as well.
It's huge. You know, it's going to be a huge game for seeding. If we can get that one, get to 15-1, and then obviously, you know, we're not out of the woods with Denver the next week, and then I think seeding will be out before we play Wapsie on that Thursday. So we got two games left. We need to have two great days of preparation to get ourselves ready to go against a very good GR team. Fortunately, we've been beating them at our place. They've beat us at their place, and the bad part is we've played there more than we've played at home, but should be fun. We need a huge crowd, I hope, Friday night to help the guys out, and we're going to put in the work and get ourselves ready to go.
All right, NFL thoughts before we hit the road tonight?
No, just, you know, good atmosphere, another good win against a very solid team. You know, Jessup, I think one game behind Union on this side, so to come in here and to win, I don't know if it's 18 or whatever, really proud of our kids and battling through some injuries and some guys dinged up and not with us, and really proud of this group, the way they've come together, and assistant coach has done a great job.
All right, AP coach Aaron Thomas, thanks for the time tonight.
Thanks so much, JMO.